play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
As the ball is in the air, the tip is won by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We are underway here. The Streaks against the St. Anthony Bulldogs from Effingham. They come out in a man-to-man defense. Streaks in their road gray, white numbers, and white and black trim. Nice job. Streaks work the ball around. Riley Jenkins gets to Audrey Peck down on the low block. Left side puts it up and in, and that's something against this team that should be there all morning.
Oh, that was nearly an over and back there.
And a near travel as well. Now this is Izzy Hackman with the basketball. Gives to Rios, Cameron Rios, and we're speculating she looks like she's not even a freshman. She is a tiny, tiny girl. I mean, not only short, but just very slightly built as well. I mean, Riley Jenkins looks like a monster compared to this
girl.
And Riley is tall and thin.
which is not something we see often.
No. And then she's guarding Riley. Quick. Riley down the left side of the lane. Gives to Kaylee Miller. Left baseline for three. Short. Rebound. Or just I don't know why she let it fall out of
her. I don't know either.
They hit her jersey, though, when she was just standing there. But it's going to go back to St. Anthony. So the Streaks start the same way they have. Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, Kaylee Miller, Audrey Peck, and Chelsea Stevenson. For St. Anthony, Izzy Hackman, Riley Guy, Cameron Rios, Lucy Fearday, and Taylor Beasley. Now, Fearday and Guy are two of the top 10 leading scorers in the tournament. In fact, they sandwich Riley Jenkins as far as the points they've scored in the tournament. With a runner in the paint, no good. And, come on,
yeah.
Really? She went up wildly. This was Izzy Hackman just went up wildly and ran into Lauren Livingston in the process.
They're going to say she got her on the arm, which her arm might have gotten hit, but she, like you said, she jumped into Lauren.
Yeah, went up rather wildly, missed the free throw. So Lauren picks up the first foul of the basketball game. Coach Massey trying to get his troops fired up here. They lead 2-0 and still 2-0. Shot no good, but an offensive rebound for Taylor Beasley.
Streaks give up way too many of those on free throws.
Now three-pointer left wing up and good by Izzy Hackman. So it's and Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout already.
Yeah, he can't be happy with that performance right there. I mean, again, this is a recurring theme throughout the season, is the Streaks not boxing out on free throws and giving up that offensive rebound. And that one turned into a three-pointer, which that's tough to do. And he's playing at the other end of the floor, so he must not be happy with something that happened on the offense at the last time out. And, you know, Kaylee missed that three, but if she would have just stayed where she was, the ball came right back to her because St. Anthony didn't even try to rebound it. They just let the ball go out of bounds.
Yeah, just got to go after it. And that offensive rebound, Taylor Beasley, she's a bigger body, but she's not very tall. I mean,
no.
Maybe 5'7", 5'8". So.
And she doesn't get off the ground well.
No,
so if you box her out, you're fine.
6:44 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 3-2. Rios guarding Riley Jenkins, goes right past her, gives to Lauren Livingston, top of the key, Audrey Peck out high right side. It's Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson fires a three, missed it. And Lauren Livingston had her hands on the rebound. Ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to go to St. Anthony on the alternate possession. Lauren went high for it, just could not quite hold on, and had to go to the floor with it. Got tied up. Full court pressure from the Streaks.
Nobody picked up Rios.
Now a steal by Riley Jenkins. Actually knocked it away. Chelsea Stevenson came up with it to Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Lauren down the left side of the lane. Puts it up off the glass. Off balance. Got it to fall, though. Nice job by Lauren. And the Streaks lead 4-2. Full court pressure once again.
4-3.
Or 4-3, I'm sorry. Kaylee Miller's got to be careful there. Nearly had a reach, but Hackman got around her. Now this is Thierday. Gives out high left side to Guy. Riley Guy on the dribble. Left side. Stops on the wing. Top of the key to Thierday. Down the left side of the lane. Leans in up off the glass and got it. Just almost kind of a slow motion play there.
Well, I just feel like anymore the officials are just going to let you run down the lane with the basketball because we see a lot of travels that way.
Oh, nice move by Riley Jenkins. Lots of handle on it. Got between two defenders but then lost the basketball, so the Streaks turn it over, trailing 5-4, 5:35 to play first quarter. Ball knocked away by Riley Jenkins. Again, Lauren Livingston comes up with it. Lauren down the left side of the lane. Stops, puts it up off the glass, and good.
Great play right there by Lauren because it was Faraday getting out in front of her, and she stopped to take the charge, and Lauren just did a jump stop and shot the jumper over the top.
Quick four-point run by Lauren. Streaks lead 6-5. Data goes to Beasley on the right block as they beat the pressure, missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins, and...
Oh, she stepped on the end line.
She did not step on the end line, though. I'm right almost on the end line. It's going to go back to him. I'm serious. I'm like, Riley stood there. When she grabbed the ball, she looked down and saw where her feet were, and she came this way. She did not. Here we had the one the other day where the girl stepped out at least 6 to 8 inches out of bounds right in front of the official and didn't call it. And by the time he blew the whistle, she was already gone.
Yeah, she had already turned the corner.
Inbound knocked away by Lily Hudgens, who's into the game. And St. Anthony comes up with it. Down the left side, shot up and no good by Anna Faber, who's into the ball game. And now I thought the rebound went off of Faber, but it's going to go back to St. Anthony.
Wow. Well, the thing that always kills me is when the offensive player swatting down at the ball and it goes out of bounds, one would think that that means that they were the last one to touch it.
Riley Jenkins with a block shot and the rebound down court to Cadence Leidick, lays it up and in. Nice job running the floor by Cadence. Good recognition by Riley Jenkins, who sees the floor so well. Make it 8-5 Streaks. Full court pressure again. 4:42 to play first quarter.
Streaks going man-to-man full court press. We don't see this often. Usually we see the diamond in one.
Arlita Brown in as well. The drive by Hackman. Right baseline goes to Beasley. Back to Hackman on the right wing. Mid post goes to Thierday in the paint, lost a handle, travel with a no call, and now is going to have a tie-up. She's laying on the floor, kind of slid across the floor on her rear end, and they didn't call the travel, but it's going to go back to the Streaks on the alternate possession anyway.
Well, good job. Once that ball hit the floor, the Streaks swarmed and were able to tie her up.
The only thing we missed was a timeout by St. Anthony.
Kind of surprised we haven't seen it.
Lauren Livingston out high left side for the Streaks. Down to Riley Jenkins in the low block left side. Had it knocked away from behind by Thierday, and Thierday came away with it.
Riley needs to just go up with that one. She's trying to create, and I get that, but she tried to dribble through traffic in the middle of the lane where she probably had an easier just little short jumper.
Nice defense here by Lauren Livingston, knocked the ball away from Riley Guy. Again, I don't think they were making the five-second call at all because Guy tried to go baseline back there, really baseline again. Lauren cut her off twice and then tapped it away. I don't think I saw a count even on during that time.
This is the first time we've seen Grace Nelson in the tournament.
Oh, yep, here's Grace. And in the ball comes to Beasley on the right wing, looking for some help. Hands off to Guy. Her three-pointer is an air ball. Rebound goes to the floor and racing after
it.
Geez,
we're going
to have a foul on the loose ball on Lily Hudgens.
I mean, it was a good hustle play by Lily. Unfortunately for her, she's coming in full speed, and the Bulldog player bent over in front of her to try to pick the ball up, and Lily couldn't stop in time.
Inbounding from in front of the Streaks bench, it comes to Thierday. Back out high to Hackman out near midcourt. Right side, it's Faber. Back to Hackman down the right side to the wing. Tapped away by Cadence Leidick. Hackman gets it back. Dribbles right. Right corner goes to Beasley on high right side. This is Riley Guy working against Lily Hudgens. Spins at the right elbow. Ran into Arlita Brown. No call. Then put the shot up. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Grace Nelson. She had it knocked away and got it back. And, by the way, Grace was in there to spell Riley Jenkins. It's her first time she's been on the bench other than foul trouble in the tournament. Nice look from Grace Nelson to Audrey Peck.
Nice
down
job,
the left
Grace.
Block. Audrey puts it up and in. She's got four and make it 10-5 Streaks with 3:05 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks knock it away on the
So we're going to get a timeout from Coach Rios, a 30-second timeout. I thought that one went off fair day.
So it's going to go back to St. Anthony, 30-second timeout. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, driving a really nice vehicle under their rental fleet. and Nissan Maxima. And they've got some great deals right now at Galesburg Nissan. It's their year-end sales event going on right now. And they've got nearly 200 vehicles in stock, but a whole bunch coming their way. So they need to deal and get rid of some. And you know what? You want to do it before the end of the year. You got until, what, next Wednesday is the start of the new year. And that's the start of that Illinois vehicle sales tax increase. So lots of huge savings plus 0% financing and, of course, that lifetime warranty. And it's great deals not only on pre-owned, not only on the new 2019s, but also some new 2020s as well. There's some great deals you can find. Galesburg Nissan, year-end sales event. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty. Effingham. St. Anthony beat the full court pressure. Then Arlita Brown got a nice block on the shot by Izzy Hackman, but they call her for the foul.
Wow.
Again, all ball.
I don't know how they saw a foul there. And
no, we're from Galesburg. We're not from these parts.
Right.
We've seen this movie for 6 years now. First shot up and missed by Hackman. She's 0 for 3 from the line.
Yeah, hopefully we don't need it, but streaks keep that in their memory banks if there needs to be fouling at the end. Hackman has issues from the line.
And missed again. And the last time she missed two, then they got the ball back on the offensive rebound. It was her that hit the three-pointer, which is kind of a strange thing that she can't hit a free throw, but she hits the three. Caden Slidek out high on the right side with it for the streaks. Top of the key, Arlita Brown, left wing, Grace Nelson. Down on the left block, it goes to Audrey Peck, spins, and Beasley got a hand on it, and a saved inbounds by Lily Hudgens, but unfortunately
caught Arlita
right in the face, right in the nose, too, man. So she's in some pain. Now the ball gets loose, but getting it back on the other end is Lucy Fearday, and Cadence Leidick went up, and Fearday, like, lowered her shoulder and jumped into Cadence, and Cadence is going to pick up the foul. That's her first, so Arlita's going to have to come out after getting – I don't know if she's got some blood coming from it or not.
I don't know. She's pinching it. And yeah. But she looks pretty upset, so I'm guessing at the very least she's in some immense pain.
Yeah, and it was just Lily trying to save the ball, and she didn't see where it was going. She just threw it back in and right off of the face of Arlita, unfortunately. So she went down with the Mattoon trainer. So Caden Slidek picks up the first foul. That's already 14 fouls on streaks. Nothing called on St. Anthony as of yet. Lucy Fearday at the free throw line with two shots. And, boy, that was worse than the last one. Well, they're 0 for 5 so far from the line. That was an ugly-looking free throw there. Lucy Fearday, 2:28 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-5 and missed that one. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Now Riley Jenkins, also Kaylee Miller, Lauren Livingston, Chelsea Stevens back in the starting five for the Streaks. Audrey Peck out high right side of Lauren Livingston. Now Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Gives to Chelsea Stevens in right wing from on top of the three-point arc. Rolls off no good. And a rebound comes down to Fearday for St. Anthony.
This is one of those games where I really think if you just spread the offense out and let Riley go to work, nobody's going to stay in front of her.
17-footer up and no good by Hackman and down with her. Oh, come on. Lauren Livingston down with a rebound, gets pulled to the floor, and the jump ball is called. Possession arrow points toward St. Anthony. It looks like they're taking some towels and stuff. I thought they were going to the floor. Maybe not, though. I thought maybe there was some blood on the floor down there, but they would have cleaned that up already. 15-footer from the right baseline, no good by Riley Guy.
Oh, well, what? She's the one that tapped the ball out of bounds. How do you give that ball? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Guy missed the shot, and then she swatted the ball out of bounds right at the Streaks bench, and they gave the ball back to the Bulldogs.
Rule books do not apply. Nice drive that time by Guy. Missed it, though. Audrey Peck with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins, left wing to Lauren Livingston, got it inside to Audrey Peck, but the pass Audrey had to reach out for, couldn't quite hang on, and it was knocked away by Lucy Fearday.
Well, Audrey started her move before she got the ball was part of the issue.
Now a miss by Guy, and Audrey Peck with another rebound. Down court to Chelsea Stevenson, back to Riley Jenkins, stops at the free. Oh. No,
I don't think she ever picked it up.
They called a double drew. I couldn't. Yeah, her back was kind of, as he said, Riley double drew. Looked like she was made a
she
hesitation.
She has a hesitation like move where she fakes like she's going to pick it up and then she dribbles through it. I don't think she did there.
But all that matters here is that the official thinks so. And that's a blocking.
I knew that was coming.
I guess she didn't have room to move.
The
foul's going to go against Kaylee Miller. The ball came into the hands of Izzy Hackman, and she turned and ran right into Kaylee. But
mind you, we have a minute 10 left in the first quarter. Streaks have five fouls. There's been no fouls called on St. Anthony.
But what happens, they look up at that near the half, and they'll
right.
call a
they'll
couple
call
of them
a bunch.
Yeah, to make it look more even. On the dribble, Hackman, nobody cuts her off, gets across in the paint. That was a travel, no call, and down the right side of the lane, Fearday lays it up and in.
Well, Kaylee's got to cut off the sideline over there on the press. She didn't get there in time, so she didn't cut her off.
10-7 streaks, 50 seconds to play first quarter, 18-footer right wing. Chelsea Stevenson is good.
Yeah, Chelsea, the last three times on the floor, has had no one guarding her.
Now they beat the press easily again. Getting across is Faber down the right side, and a shot blocked by Audrey Peck. It was Reese Jones, and the Streaks have it with 30 seconds to play. Riley right down the middle of the lane, lays it up with the right hand short, and the rebound comes down to
Faber.
Faber for St. Anthony. 21 seconds to play, 12-7 Streaks. Left wing, three-pointer is flat, no good, and the rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston, that three by Reese Jones. Lauren on the run with 12 seconds to play. In the paint, gets knocked to the floor. I didn't know if he was going to blow the whistle or not. Lauren's going to go to the free throw line with two
Probably
shots.
Probably going to be a foul on Lauren.
Right. They do call Reese Jones, though, so Lauren Livingston go to the free throw line. First foul called on St. Anthony. 10.1 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 12-7.
Arlita's back on the bench. Camelia Schwartzman reported to the table to check in.
First free throw up and good. You know what? It's so strange. The ball has been on our offensive end of the floor. It seems like the majority of this first quarter, yet we're only up 13-7.
Right.
So Lauren Livingston at the free throw line. Grace Nelson back in. Also Caden Slidick, Lily Hudgens, and Camelia Schwartzman. As Lauren hits the second, she's got six. In fact, she's got six straight. No, I guess Audrey had a basket in between there. Right side, this is Faber, misses a shot at the buzzer, and we have played one quarter of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have doubled up the eight Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs. It's Galesburg 14, St. Anthony 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Hey, it's auto.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
After one quarter of basketball, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Bulldogs from Effingham St. Anthony 14-7. Streaks for the basketball to start the second quarter. As
Rios blitzed Grace Nelson with the basketball and just ran into her, and no call from the official.
So Grace Nelson, Lily Hudgens, Caden Slidick, Lauren Livingston, Audrey Peck on the floor for the Streaks. Lauren, a nice drive from the left wing. Got herself a little bit too far into the basket to get the shot to fall. Coming away with it is Fearday for St. Anthony. Streaks looking for their first win in the tournament this year. First time that's happened, an 0-2 start. And ball knocked away by Livingston.
Streaks get a run out on a steal, and blowing the play dead after Leidick takes off is the official on the baseline calling a 3-second violation.
Which we already had the basketball by the time he blew the whistle.
I know.
He just
was headed the other way.
Took away a fast break. My goodness. Wow. I wish we would have had that call last night at some point. Caden Leidick, right wing, stops, picks up, gives to Grace Nelson, top of the key, back to Cadence on the right wing. Cadence drives baseline. Gets in. Oh, nice dump off to Audrey Peck, who puts it up and in. That was a great job by Caden Slidick. Got herself under the basket, drew the defender, got it off to Audrey, pulls up with a nice little 8-footer, puts it in. And nice job defensively by the Streaks, knocked away by Lily Hudgens, goes out of bounds, and St. Anthony will have to trigger and bring a full court again against the pressure. 16-7 streaks lead.
Yeah, unfortunately, the ball short hopped Lily, so she couldn't steal it. She just knocked
that's
it out.
That's a double dribble. That right there, she caught the ball. It was we had that situation yesterday, and this is why they don't ever call it.
Yeah.
Anna Faber caught the ball, then dropped it, and then dribbled. That drop was her dribble. She lost her dribble on that, and they never call it. Cross midcourt, this is Riley Guy. Down to Hackman on the right baseline. Got around the baseline. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound to Lauren Livingston for the streaks. Lauren will bring it across herself. Out high left side, left wing to Lily Hudgens. Out high goes to Audrey Peck. Top of the key, Grace Nelson. Grace dribbles right. Gives to Lauren out high on the left side. Lauren gets a pick from Audrey, pulls back out, and she'll fire the three from the left baseline. Got
it!
Lauren Livingston stops and pops it. She's got nine, and the streaks lead 19-7.
Feeling it early in this one.
This is Fear Day. Switched your pivot foot. They didn't call the travel. A three-pointer in and out, no good for Guy. And Audrey Peck with another rebound for the streaks.
It's her sixth.
So six rebounds, 6 points for Audrey Peck. Left wing, it's Lily Hudgens. Left baseline, it goes to Lauren Livingston. Lauren back out high left side to Audrey Peck. Out between the circles, Grace Nelson. Grace picks up, gets to Lily left wing. She'll fire the three. Good! Got the pick from Audrey Peck. And Lily Hudgens with the second three of the game for the streaks. Make it 22-7. Fearday will bring it across for St. Anthony. Gives way to Faber. Now it's Guy on the dribble out high right side working against Lauren Livingston. Hands off to Rios. Rios, top of the key, gives to Faber. Faber goes to the free throw line, stops, looks for help. Now gives to Rios, and she leans in and travels. Missed the shot anyway, airballed it, and Lauren Livingston comes away with a rebound. Lauren down the left side. Nobody cuts her off. She leans in up off the glass.
Oh, wow.
Wow, what a shot by Lauren Livingston. Got herself a little off balance.
You can tell,
it in.
You can tell she's feeling it right now. That's one of those shots that when you're feeling good about your shot, you throw it up there, and it finds its way to the bottom of the net.
Effingham or St. Anthony breaks the full court pressure. Hackman ran right into Lauren Livingston. Oh, Lauren's hurt right into her rib and no call. Lauren is hurt. She's bent over down here. Now a long down court pass from Lily Hudgens to Cadence Leidick running the floor. She lays it up and in. Cadence with four and make a 26-7 streaks on a run here. What happened, Hackman tried to drive in. Again, she drove in wildly. She pulled her head and shoulder down, went right into the ribs of Lauren Livingston and fell to the floor. I'm honestly surprised they didn't call a block, but there was no call that time. But that, again, she initiated some contact. That should have been a charge.
Yeah, once you drop your shoulder like that, it's supposed to be a charge. And then we're going to get a timeout, another 30-second timeout for the Bulldogs.
4:46 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 26-7. I don't know how. And she's just, she's got no chance to make the shot the way she's doing that. She's just going in to try to draw some contact.
Right.
And unfortunately, Lauren took the worst of it, took a shoulder right into the ribs, and she's in some pain. I don't know if she knocked the wind out of her, but I don't know how you don't call a charge on that. So the streaks will have it coming out of the timeout now with a, that went quickly. What were we, 10-7 or 12-7?
Yeah, 10-7.
Now 26-7.
Yeah, we're on a 16-0 run. Starting midway through that first quarter.
That's what making some baskets can do for you.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate now that Lauren had to go to the bench because, as you said, she is definitely feeling it. All right, St. Anthony will have to bring it the length of the court against full court pressure. Camellia Schwartzman up playing the ball. They finally get it into Faber. And a travel again as Faraday took off with the ball.
Traveled when she picked it up, too.
When she picked it up, too. Faber now out of the key, dribbles to the right elbow, kicks out. Right wing, it goes to Rios. Now it's Hackman right side, goes steps back, shoots a three from the right baseline. No good. Rebound, Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea, Riley Jenkins back in. Kaylee Miller, also Arlita Brown back in. Good to see her back after getting hit in the face. Camellia Schwartzman out with the top of the key. Left wing, Riley Jenkins. Riley swings it over to Kaylee Miller out high. Right side, fires a three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound taken away by Arlita Brown. Arlita looks for help, turns and shoots it. Puts it up and in. Good job by Arlita. She was trying to find somebody to get rid of the ball. She turned and saw she was open. And Arlita puts it up and in. And make it 28-7.
Back the other way, trapped at the half-court line. Streaks almost got another turnover there, Tom.
Here's Faber with it. Kicks out to Hackman on the left wing. Now it goes to Fierde at the free throw line, and she traveled again, and they didn't call it.
I feel. What was that official telling you about how they called the games differently for lower class teams?
Yeah, it just makes no sense. Yeah, and now a turnover. Like, as Fierde threw it away.
They're not going to call travels because
this
is a 2A team or whatever.
Something weird. It's like, oh, if we would have called it, I don't know what it was our first game. If we would have called it like it was a 1A team playing, we'd still be out there. So we call it differently. We called it like a 3A game. So that's why it was, you know, it was pretty physical. Now Riley Jenkins coast to coast lays it up and in.
That's her first bucket.
And draws a foul. The official did not indicate anything till the basket went through, and he stood there and held his hand up, and I was wondering if he was going to call a charge, but he didn't. Now I forgot who the foul was against. Nope, it's going to go against Fierde. Just the second team foul on St. Anthony. Yep, so first point for Riley Jenkins. That was her first shot attempt, wasn't it? Had she even shot one?
She had one prior shot attempt in the first quarter. You know, the thing I found interesting is they wanted a carry call on Riley for one of the crossovers she did. She kind of cupped the ball, but we haven't seen that called all year.
for years,
anyone.
Even. Yeah.
Right.
And legitimate carries. In for St. Anthony, Riley Willenborg.
Oh,
Camellia almost. Camellia almost had a steal there. Now they get it down the left block to Adrian Fitzgerald. I don't know if it's Fitzgerald or if it's with a J, J-A-R-R-A-L-D. Shot missed. Beasley with a rebound, but lost a handle on it, and it's run down by Chelsea Stevenson. Gives way to Arlita Brown. Back to Chelsea. She'll bring it across. Chelsea stops right wing. Out high, Arlita. On the top of the key, out high left side to Riley Jenkins. Riley back to the top of the key to Kaylee Miller. Shoots a three. That one's off the mark.
Who got the last steal for the Streaks on here? Who picked up the ball?
Chelsea picked it up.
Yep.
And the ball is going to fall out of bounds. It'll go to St. Anthony. Full court pressure from the Streaks. 2:41 to play first half. And now she's just in the corner. They had a trap, and she just threw the ball off the leg of Kaylee Miller.
Well, and I always find it interesting because some players do that so early now. They don't even, like, look to pass out of the trap. They just say, oh, I'm trapped. I'm going to throw it off your knee.
We got four new players in for the Streaks. Audrey Livingston, Cadence Leidick. Oh, well, five new players, Lily Hudgens and Armani Rivas in for the first time in the tournament as well.
Total line change here for
now
the Streaks.
A little bit of a half-court trap and didn't get in the passing lane. Three-pointer up and good by Riley Guy. That's her first basket. And make a 31-10 Streaks, 2:20 to play here in the first half.
That breaks a 21-0 streak run.
Lauren Livingston with it. Nice dump down to Cadence Leidick. Kicks out to Lily Hudgens, right wing for three. Good!
That's a
three. Second one for Lily in the ball game, and make it 34-10.
So nice job by the Streaks on offense, rotating that ball around. They find Lily for the open three, answering the three down here at this end by Guy.
This is Guy with it on the right baseline. Kicks out to Willenborg. Back to Guy on the wing now, being hounded by Armani Rivas. And Armani nearly swiped it from her. She got rid of the ball just in time.
We've seen Armani do that several times this year. When the player brings the ball down to her level, she goes and gets it.
Hackman with it. Now back to Guy, top of the key. Cut off again by Armani. Now Beasley with it. Left wing goes to Willenborg. Goes to the baseline. Lost a handle. Now got it back to Beasley. Now it's Guy for a wide open three. Left wing is no good. Rebound comes out long. And it's nearly taken away by Lily Hudgens. Can't quite hang on. It goes out of bounds on the left side, and it'll go back to St. Anthony with 1:20 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 34-10. Beasley to inbound from the far sideline near midcourt.
She's in no hurry. I was going to say.
Five call, yeah.
She was holding that ball down around her waist two times, so it wasn't even like she was ready to throw the ball in.
And it wasn't a quick five count by any means. Streaks get it back on the turnover with 1:17 to play, leading 34-10.
Time moves a lot slower down here.
Yes, it does.
Especially on the five counts.
Here's Lily Hudgens. Fakes the three on the wing. Penetrates. Oh, a nice move over the top.
May have traveled. Shot,
though. Yeah, maybe. Well, it's a James Harden move. Now Armani Rivas comes away with it. Nope, and she just she just passed it to herself. They let her get away with it. She was many wanted to pass
you,
to Lily Hudgens.
Different rules in this game.
And Lily moved the other way, and Armani went and caught it. And now Lauren Livingston down the left side, shot blocked, and she saved her own ball inbounds, and it goes to Hackman. Now it's stolen away by or tie up by Cadence Leidick.
How is that not a jump ball?
Yeah, he didn't blow the whistle. Cadence had Hackman tied up, and finally, eventually, Hackman got the ball and got rid of it.
And then Guy caught it. And
now Lauren
Livingston
with
the steal. Stole it.
And gets to Caden's line of running the floor. Caden lays it up and in. Boy, their coach is all over the official.
Well, he should be. Because
oh, now the
he's angry because when Cadence tried to tie it up and then Guy got the ball, Cadence ran into Guy and there was no call. And then down here, Guy got run into it, and then Lauren took the ball from her.
That's a miss by Guy going down the left side. Audrey Peck with another rebound. But, yeah, oh, now a steal, by a bad pass by the Streaks, but it comes back into the hands of Audrey Peck and Lily Hudgens. Three-pointer, good!
Oh, they broke it off!
Oh, my goodness! The official right on the play had the arm up that it was going to be good. The official on the other side said no good.
At the half, he scored.
Wow.
Well, see, the problem is the officials were arguing with Coach Rios the entire time. Now we're
getting
a technical against the assistant coach over for St. Anthony, but I don't know how they disallow that basket when it was clearly off in time.
Plus the fact she also got bumped on it.
Yeah,
I thought maybe they're going to call the foul.
Wow!
So a technical on an assistant coach. So we'll start the second half. I don't know if we would have had the ball, but we're going to have the ball. That we'll have two free throws and the basketball. So we've come to halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are defeating the Bulldogs of Effingham St. Anthony 36-10. I don't know what the complaint is on their part.
Well, they're mad because they feel like there were two possessions in a row where Guy got hit, and one of them was the one that the streak that Lauren took the ball out of her hands. She got hit right before.
Okay.
She collected herself, and she stopped and held the ball waiting for the foul call, and that's when Lauren ripped the ball out of her hands.
Okay.
So, I mean... There was contact, but there's been contact throughout the game.
Exactly.
And, you know, the other side of it is that Guy twice stopped playing after she got hit, as if she assumed a foul was called.
Well, when she came down and missed the layup down here,
right,
she just stopped again. And there
right,
was no contact on that one, I don't think.
Well,
not enough to blow
a whistle, I mean, right, compared to what we've seen.
All right, we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the St. Anthony Bulldogs from Effingham 36-10. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text TRIAL to 64000. Text TRIAL to 64000.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime here at Mattoon High School. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs 36-10. Streaks were up 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored St. Anthony 22-3. in that second quarter that included, what, a 21-0 run?
Yes, 21-0 from midway through the third or first through late in the second. I mean, ultimately speaking, the streaks ultimately went on a 25-3 run from the point it was 10-7.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The first game here this morning had Decatur St. Teresa defeating Vandalia 36-24. Likely Vandalia is going to be the opponent. The Streaks win this game. They will play at 5:30, and that would be against Vandalia. The Vandals have struggled here. They've not won a game here yet. The other games from yesterday evening was Muhammad Seymour over Vandalia, 41-25. Of course, the Streaks lost to Olney, 33-32. It was Mattoon over St. Teresa, 53-37. And Altamont defeated St. Anthony, 61-46. I'm surprised that wasn't a wider margin in that game. But then again, the Altamont doesn't have much of a bench either.
Right.
So what's on the schedule for today? Well, the Galesburg High boys are going to be back in action. They got a win to open up the Taylorville Holiday Tournament last night. And they will play as soon as we wrap up here. They'll be just not as soon as, but not too long after. At 11:40 pregame, 12 o'clock tip-off, the boys will take on Mount Zion over Taylorville. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheesman will have that. And then what happens in that game determines when they will play next. So we don't know what time the boys will play next, and they'll have two games tomorrow. The girls, they win this game, they'll play at 5:30, and that will determine what time they will play tomorrow. We're thinking it may be a 1:30 game tomorrow afternoon, as if the Streaks continue to play the way they're playing right now, kind of getting back on the winning side of things. But we won't know for sure till after the game later on this evening at 5:30. And again, the boys will have another one later today, and then they'll have a couple of games tomorrow. All right, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead at 36-10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, knows car buying hasn't historically been a great time for you, but he wants to change that.
You can have fun and have an enjoyable experience while you buy a car. And I know what that sounds like. How many times have you heard somebody go, "Oh, I hate car shopping"? Well, we take that as a challenge. It can be a pleasant experience that we got a bunch of people that know how to have fun, that can show you all the vehicles and all the stuff you want to look at, that listen to you, actually listen to what you're telling them. We believe that if we do what's best for the customer, it'll all work out for us in the end.
Take the Galesburg Toyota Fun Car Buying Challenge. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook, State Farm, informing you that auto accidents have the highest risk of legal action. Call today to see if you're properly insured. High of 42 today, slight chance of rain overnight tonight with a low of 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, high of 56. More chances for rain tomorrow night on through Sunday. Overnight low tomorrow night of 48. Sunday, with that rain, a high of 57. And a chance of snow Sunday night. Currently, it's 32 at WGIL.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the St. Anthony Bulldogs out of Effingham 36-10. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Streaks led by Lauren Livingston. She went on a run in the middle of the between the two quarters there, 11 points total. Two for two from the free throw line. Audrey Peck with 6 points on three baskets. 6 points for Cadence Leidick on three baskets. 6 points for Lily Hudgens on a couple of threes, 2 points for Arlita Brown on a basket, 2 for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket, and 3 for Riley Jenkins on a basket. And the free throw streaks, 3 for 3 from the line. That's best they've shot from the line so far in the tournament, 3 3-pointers. St. Anthony led by Lucy Fearday with 4 points on a couple of baskets, 3 for Riley Guy on a three-pointer, 3 for Izzy Hackman on a three-pointer. 2 3-pointers, 0 for 6 from the free throw line. That's about it for their individual stats as far as scoring.
Yeah, I noticed Lauren just got ice and she's holding it on her neck. Hopefully it's not anything too severe. We did note she got hit in the chest at one time. Kind of looked like
she kind of holding her ribs at that point.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if maybe she got a little whiplash when she got hit there. I'm not sure, but she may not play in the second half. We'll see. Anyway, 9 turnovers for St. Anthony, 8 for the Streaks. Streaks turned the ball over 7 times in the first quarter, only 1 time in the second. Streaks do have an advantage on the boards, 19-14, but St. Anthony has 8 offensive rebounds. A continuing issue we've seen for the Streaks is keeping the other team off the offensive boards, and it continues here. 3 offensive boards for the Streaks. St. Anthony, 4 of 26 from the field. 2 of 8 from distance, 2 of 18 from inside the arc. Streaks, on the other hand, are 15 of 24, 3 of 7 from downtown, 12 of 17 from inside the arc.
Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. So the Streaks should be shooting free throws. Second half off of the technical. Why wouldn't they? I mean, I guess the teams were already heading off the floor by the time they called the technical.
Yeah,
so
but
Riley Jenkins will step up and shoot now.
I don't know. I almost think you let them shoot because now
right.
We're coming out.
13 Riley Jenkins at the line.
So we're going to start the second half with Riley Jenkins. 2 shots for the technical that was called on the assistant coach of St. Anthony just before the half. First free throw for Riley is good. Good way to start the second half, and the Streaks will have the basketball as well.
Always want to score with the clock stop.
37-10, absolutely. Now, used all the rim on that one, but it didn't fall.
It'll be Streaks' ball.
So the Streaks will have it at midcourt on the far side. They come out. Lauren Livingston is on the floor. The starters are out there. Chelsea Stevenson, Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck, Kaylee Miller, and Lauren Livingston. Kaylee to inbound in the backcourt. It comes to Riley Jenkins, being guarded by Rios again. Rios has her hands all over her, and they're not going to call that. But Riley blew right past her anyway, then got rid of the ball. Now Rios taps away and steals it from Riley. Riley chasing her down, though, and blocked the shot right out of bounds. You saw that coming, and Riley's eyes got kind of big. He's like, okay, she stole the ball. I'm going to just time
well,
this
and
right.
That's Riley does. That's Riley's move now. She jumps to the outside of the layup shooter just to swat it from the side.
Inbound to Guy. It's knocked away by Chelsea Stevens. Now coming up with it is Lauren Livingston. Nice job by Chelsea. Down court it goes from Kaylee to Chelsea. Right baseline, Chelsea lost a handle on it. She had Riley coming through and lost a handle on it.
So it'll be interesting to see next time Riley has the ball and Rios is on her. I'm guessing that Riley's going to take it at her.
And probably go right to the basket and get a layup. Streaks up 37-10, 7:28 to play third quarter. This is Guy on the dribble, left wing, picks it up, looking for help. And tried to bounce it inside, knocked away by Lauren Livingston, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Riley gets bumped, and the ball comes away, and they don't call anything. Lauren Livingston came up with it. She went up, got knocked to the floor, no call, missed the shot. And it's Hackman that comes away with it for St. Anthony. Inside running the floor, Fearday. And now they're going to call a foul on Audrey Peck. Blocked the ball from behind, got her hand on top of the ball. Riley lost the ball down here because Rios rammed right into her. And you say, you know, sometimes they will let some contact go if it doesn't affect the play. Well, that affected the play because it made Riley lose the ball, and they didn't call it, and then it came right into Lauren's hands, and she got hit going up for the layup and went down hard, as that's the first make from the free throw line for
St. Anthony.
St. Anthony this afternoon. Is it even afternoon yet? No, it's still morning. Excuse me. Here in the morning. She's her leading scorer with 5 points, and second one bounced high and fell through. And they'll pick up with some full court pressure, and Riley's going to run right past Rios, left wing, goes to Kaylee Miller. And you called it. You said everybody's going to try to just run somebody, just keep pressuring Riley. Oh, nice. Kaylee Miller ran down the right side lane, got bumped, and took 3 steps, didn't call a travel.
But then the ball came loose.
Yeah.
And St. Anthony just grabbed it, but.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
Have they called a travel in this game?
I don't think they have.
So. I don't know that they've called any kind of infraction such as that.
Now a three-pointer from Riley Guy from the right wing. That's her second of the game. Make it 37-15. Inbound comes to Riley Jenkins. Right down the left side of the lane, lays it up and in. Just like we thought, ran right past Rios, and the other four white jerseys just watched Riley run down there and lay it up and in.
Literally just watched, like nobody even moved.
This is Guy with it inside to Fierdey. And
traveled.
Well, okay, how is it not a jump ball? You had Lauren Livingston had Fierdey tied up, and again, this has happened several times in this game. Yeah. Usually the whistles are too quick. Now they're letting it go. Should have been a jump ball, and finally she ripped it away, and then they called a foul on Lauren.
Well, and realistically, the other side of it is you're not going to call the jump ball. She ran around. She took multiple steps trying to pry it away from Lauren,
yeah,
which that's a travel, and you can still travel when there's a tie-up.
First free throw good, so Guy is now 3 for 3 in the second half after being 0 for 2 in the first half. Second one up and put that one through as well. And it's down to 39-17. 5:55 to play here in the third quarter. Riley Jenkins gives to Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the dribble down the right side of the lane and got
lost it.
Ran into Beasley, lost the basketball, but running after it, Chelsea Stevenson ties up Rios and the possession arrow point forward. St. Anthony.
Streaks just have to start playing within themselves. They're getting a little loose with the basketball. I think they smell the blood in the water, but the unfortunate thing is instead of running their game that got them the big lead, they've kind of gone into a little bit more of a sloppy style of play.
Cadence Leidick, Arlita Brown, and Lily Hudgens in for the Streaks, and they're with Riley Jenkins and Audrey Peck. This is Guy down the right side, cut off by Riley Jenkins, kicks out to Rios on the wing. Rios working against Lily Hudgens. Picks up, looking for help. Now gets to Fierdey, goes down the right side, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound tapped out by Audrey Peck, but it's run down by Beasley. And now her pass stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Riley with the steal, goes right past Rios again, down the left side, and goes left wing to Lily Hudgens for three.
Ooh.
Oh, missed it. Right on target, just not quite enough arch on that one. Hit the front of the iron. Would have been her third of the ball game.
Yeah, Lily was 2 for 2 from downtown before that one.
This is a nice spin move by Guy. Missed the shot, but got her own rebound, put it up, and missed that one. Arlita Brown with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins goes behind her back, gets it across, down the left side, and gets bumped. This time they call. Now, that's exactly, and Riley went to the floor. That's happened. That's like the fourth time it's happened, the first time they've called it.
Yeah. Rios is literally just launching her body into Riley. If she can try to, if she sees the ball out in front of Riley, she launches herself into Riley's body to try to dislodge the ball.
Riley will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. Bounces for Cadence Leidick wide open. It went up. They didn't call a block or a jump ball. She went up and came down. The shot was blocked by Hackman, and Cadence came back down with it and went up and put it up and in.
Yeah.
You have to call either a jump ball or a travel or a foul, and none of them were called, but we'll take the basket. That's 8 for Cadence. Now she knocks the ball away from – oh, no, she didn't. Hackman lost it into the backcourt.
No, she did. Yeah, I thought they were going to give it to her, but it was clearly off the knee of Hackman.
Okay, all right. Okay, so it did. So Cadence knocked it off of Hackman's knee. It went into the backcourt, so it went over and back. Megan Roan in for the first time. Lauren Livingston back in as Audrey Peck and Riley Jenkins will get a break. 4:26 to play third quarter, 41-17 Streaks. Inbound to Lauren Livingston.
Oh,
yeah, missed.
She had Riley.
Go to the basket. Brown Riley's got it. Left baseline. Goes all the way across. Nobody cuts her off. Spins into the paint. A little baby hook. Got pushed by Beasley and no call. Riley ended up, she was down by the basket, ended up at the free throw line. And obviously the shot was short, that being the case. Now Guy has it. And it's a block shot by Riley Jenkins. It goes right back into the hands, unfortunately, of Guy. Now she gives way to Fierdey. Now it's Guy with it. Fires a three from the right wing. No good. Megan Roan with a rebound. Has Cadence Leidick on the run out. Cadence just double dribbled. She lost it, picked it up, and got it back. They didn't call it. Missed the shot. Megan Roan with a rebound. Kicks out to Lily Hudgens from 15. Bounces off. No good. And this rebound's going to go off of Lauren Livingston last. Well, the two officials looked at each other, and they did point back toward St. Anthony. I think you were writing something down. Cadence coming down, she kind of lost the dribble, picked it up with both hands, dribbled again.
Yeah, I told you, they're not calling that, Tom. There's no double dribbles, carries,
travels.
No traveling. Mm. Yeah, if it's a
dribbling, no cross body blocks being called either.
Right. It's a moving violation in any way. It's not being called.
This is Hackman on the left wing. Gives to Guy out high. Top of the key to Rios. Right wing. It goes to Faber back into the ball game. Now Rios out high right side. 3:20 to play in the third quarter. Streets with a 41-17 lead. Guy on the left wing brings it back out. Goes toward the baseline, cut off by Grace Nelson, pushed off of her, and then picked it up and gives to Fearday. Fearday's got a top of the key. Nice defense by Lauren Livingston. Now it's Faber, stopped to the left elbow, gives to Hackman. Look underneath, try to get it to Guy, knocked away. I'm not sure if it was Lauren or Grace that got a hand on it.
Great
now,
pass.
Oh, Lily Hudgens, nice one-handed pass to Lauren Livingston. And Lily went to the floor hard, unfortunately. But it was a great pass from Lily Hudgens to Lauren Livingston. Lauren running the floor, and Lily just one-handed it off of the dribble and then got tripped up and went down hard on, I think, on a knee.
I think she's shaking up, and she's going to have to come out here.
That's 13 now for Lauren Livingston. Lily's in some pain, and Lauren's helping her off the floor. Lauren's in some pain, too, after getting rammed into in the first half, and then she went hard to the floor on a shot down here earlier. And first time this afternoon, Abby Entoff into the game for the Streaks. So Lauren Livingston, Megan Roan, Grace Nelson, Cadence Leidick, and Abby Endoff in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. This is Guy with it. Top of the key, picks up, looks for some help. And got to be a five call, doesn't it?
You got to start counting for it to become five.
Well, that's true. Now a timeout called by Effingham's coach Aaron Rios. And is this a 30?
Full
timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:39 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 43-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Game 2 of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament finds the Galesburg Silver Streaks taking on Mount Zion today. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 11:40 this morning on WGIL.
2:39 to play third quarter. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the St. Anthony Bulldogs from Effingham 43-17. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson at Mattoon High School. Inbound comes into the backcourt to Guy for St. Anthony. She's met by Cadence Leidick. Now, hers is one of those dribbles that you could call a carry almost every single time, and it's never, ever going to happen.
Right.
Top of the key, it goes to Fearday. Travel again down the left side of the lane. Picks it up, looks for help. Gives to Hackman. Hackman on the right side, kicks out on the wing, and it's stolen by Cadence Leidick. Cadence Leidick on the run, left side. Cadence runs it down, stops, puts it up and in. Cadence Leidick with 10 in the ball game, and they get 45-17 with 2:07 to play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, the one thing that you just don't see a lot of that Cadence does such a good job of is she's so good at swiping up at the basketball to knock the basketball out. A lot of these girls aren't ready for it, and she's able to get some easy steals from
it. And nearly got another one there, got into the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds into the St. Anthony bench. And, yeah, that's the thing. As a player, you got to come up with the ball. Otherwise, they're going to call a foul on you. The reach, that's how you get the reach call. And Cadence does get some of those, but not nearly as many because, like you said, she's usually swiping up at it. Yeah, Abby Endoff probably could have had a steal there, wasn't quite ready for it.
Yeah, there's a layup on there for her, too. She would have grabbed it.
Or a dunk, who knows?
I don't know.
Doesn't know what kind of up she's got. Hackman drives in, and another steal by Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the run down the right side and passes to Grace Nelson running the floor. Left side up off the glass and in. So Cadence the steal and the assist that time. Grace Nelson puts it up and in. And now, hey, we're to that 30-point lead. I like that. With 1:22 to play here in the third quarter. And now Fearday ran into Lauren Livingston. Could have been a tie-up again, and she finally got the ball away. Now Hackman down the right side, leans in, the layup off the bottom of the rim, and a rebound Abby Entoff for the Streaks. Now she had it knocked away by Fearday. Fearday drives in, stops, puts it up, and now they're going to call maybe a bump
15.
On Abby Entoff.
So
Fearday with a basket.
Fouls called against number two.
She's lived at the free throw line here in the third quarter. She's 4 for 4.
That's her first.
Foul goes against Abby Entoff, her first foul.
Five, Rebus.
Evan Lingenfelter into the game for the first time. Armani Rivas returns.
Why is the clock not running?
Because we're not in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that's right. It's only the fourth quarter. I keep forgetting.
Quick as this game feels like it's going.
Free throw no good. Megan Roan had the rebound tapped away from her. Now it's Fearday with it down the left side. Kicks out to the left wing to Faber. Faber goes to the left elbow. Kicks over to the right wing to Guy. Back out high to Faber. Now Guy, right wing, fires a three. Too strong. And the rebound's going to fall out of bounds. The Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 50.4 to play here in the third quarter, leading 47-19. So we have to actually have the 30. Not, since we got that 30-point lead and it's gone now, it doesn't matter. We have to get it back.
Yeah, we got to get
right
in the fourth.
Yeah, that's right. Now Streaks give it up on the steal. Hackman down the left side, lays it up, missed it. And the rebound, Grace Nelson. 38 seconds to play. Grace on the dribble. Got pushed from behind. Thank you.
Jeez.
Rios is just all over, and she's finally gotten called for a foul. Well, I guess it's her second.
Well, in all fairness to her, she hasn't been called for that all game,
well, that's
so she
true.
Probably
yeah.
figures they're not calling it.
And it looks like, I don't know, she and Armani might be about the same height. I'm not sure. Not sure which one's taller. Megan Roan with it. Out high to Grace Nelson. Gets to Abby Lingenfelter down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and in. Nice pass from Grace Nelson. Nice job by Abby. Just taking it on the catch up and in. Make it 49-19 with 17 to play in the quarter. This is Hackman with it. Hackman, three-pointer from the right wing. Missed it. Rebound Grace Nelson for the Streaks. Now it is Entoff with it. Abby Endhoff down the left side, puts it up at the buzzer, no good, and we have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 49, the St. Anthony Bulldogs 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
If trading in your car for a nicer, newer one at Galesburg Toyota has even entered your head, you've got to do it before January 1st. I know what you're thinking. Why the rush, Tony? Because that's when the new state of Illinois car trade-in tax takes effect. So instead of paying no sales tax on your car's trade-in value like you do now, after January 1st, you'll pay sales tax on any trade-in value above $10,000. You still have time, but the window is closing. So hurry in and take advantage of no sales tax on your trade-in while you still can. I'm GM Tony Batson. Trade local, trade with confidence, trade in your car at Galesburg Toyota.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks with the basketball to start the final 8 minutes, leading 49-19. We'll have a continuous clock. Armani Rivas with the basketball. Carmelia Sportsman, top of the key, right wing to Grace Nelson. Stops to the right elbow, 15-footer up, missed it. And the rebound comes down to
Willenborg.
Willenborg for St. Anthony. Now it's Faber with it. Dribbles left, hands off to Rios, top of the key. She dribbles right, stops, kicks out to Willenborg. Now top of the key, this is... my wrong roster. No, here we are. I got the right team now. this is Faber with it. The Willenborg out high right side. Down to the right baseline, cut off by Abby Entoff. Top of the key goes to Rios. Down the left side, Rios up off the side of the board. No good. Grace Nelson with it. Rios somehow took it away. Got it underneath to Willenborg. Willenborg turns. Kicks out to Faber. Faber goes right baseline. Back to Willenborg on the wing. Kicks out high to Fearday. Fearday down the left side of the lane. Lays it up. Missed it. And the rebound's going to go off of Fearday last, or it might have been Adrian Fitzgerald. I don't know, Fitzgerald. F-I-T-Z-J-A-R-R-A-L-D. That's just an interesting spelling I've never seen before. Grace Nelson working against Rios and beats her down the floor. Nice job by Grace twice. She's left Rios going the other way.
Yeah, Rios just kind of runs and then sprints in front and tries to get the ball.
Oh, and Grace made a nice pass underneath to Camellia Schwartzman down on the block. Camellia couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound went off of, they got a player of the turf, Fitzgerald, and it went off of her, but they're giving the ball. Armani Rivas was there waiting to inbound, and they gave the ball to Anthony.
If that wasn't a foul when Fitzgerald went for the ball because she got bumped and the ball went out of bounds, it was clearly off of her.
Fear Day, 10-footer, no good. Grace Nelson with a rebound for the Streaks. And she made Rios fall down that time. I think she was trying to hang on to her. Now Abby Endhoff to Abby Lingefelter on the run. And Abby Lingefelter lays it up and in. She's got four and make it 51-19 Streaks. This is Willenborg to Rios at the free throw line. Gives way to Fear Day. Steps back, fires a three from out high, short. Rebound comes out long. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll go back to the Streaks. Clock running, 5:37 to play, 51-19, Streaks with a lead. Still some full court pressure when it comes to Grace Nelson. Down it goes to Armani Rivas. Armani down the left side, cross
so
over to the middle, puts it up and in. What a nice move by Armani Rivas.
Just a real lightning quick crossover to get to the middle of the lane and just use the little floater to push it over the front of the rim.
Back the other way, right wing, this is Fitzgerald. Kicks out high to Faber. Now top of the key, it's Fear Day. Fear Day down the left side of the lane. Knocked away by Abby Lingefelter, and Abby Endhoff comes away with it for the Streaks. Abby Endhoff across midcourt, right side on there. And it gets run into again. Rios rammed right into Abby Endhoff, and no call again. Now it's Abby Lingefelter between the circles, left wing to Grace Nelson. Grace on the dribble gets tripped up, and the foul's going to go against Fitzgerald. For St. Anthony. That's her first.
Adrian Fitzgerald.
And that'll be Armani Rivas inbound. Megan Rohn getting set to check back in. She'll give Abby Endhoff a break.
Abby Lingefelter.
Abby Lingefelter is going to come out. Quick 4 points for her. Inbound to Abby Endhoff on the left baseline. Abby brings it out, picks up, looks for some help, and now goes to Armani Rivas. Armani drives, lays it up. Got stuck on top of the glass, between the glass, the backboard, and the support up there, went all the way up. She made a nice move.
She used all her strength to get the ball up there. Unfortunately, got it a little.
All the officials are looking at each other like, okay, now, oh, here we go. The AD's got a long. It's apparently happened before. He's got the tool for it. So the AD, long metal pole with a hook on the end of it. So, yeah, this I'm guessing this is happening before. This happens at the Y sometimes, too. So, here we go. So, the PA announcer, Vinny Walk, making fun of the there we go. Tapped it right out.
Couldn't make the basket.
So, the ball is going to go back to St. Anthony. So, Armani she made a nice move again, but just couldn't, a little bit too strong on the shot. All right, St. Anthony will bring the length of the court. They did stop the clock for that, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe St. Anthony would rather not have had it stop. This is Faber, right side. 10-footer is no good. Rebound, somehow Rios came away with it. And gives to Fitzgerald. Right baseline, shot no good. Gets her own rebound. And she's called. What's the call? There's a foul on somebody, apparently.
Foul on
Megan Rohn, I guess. I'm not sure what that was about.
That was called against the Silver Streaks 52, Rohn. That was her first team four.
This is Willenborg with it. Kicks it out to the left side to Fear Day. Fear Day, top of the key to Willenborg. Now hands off to Rios. Rios at the free throw line. Stops, kicks out to Faber. Back to Rios. 15-footer, no good. And the ball saved in bounds. And, Armani Rivas nearly had it, but Fear Day came away with it. And she airballed the shot. And the ball saved inbounds by Fitzgerald, and they're going to say it went into the hands of Camellia Schwartzman. They're going to say she was on the end line. Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game, Streaks leading 53-19.
I feel like Coach Rios is just trying to get Fear Day some more points here because I don't know, understand. I mean,
yeah, why is she still in? But she's been missing shots. Now she just had it stolen away. Armani Rivas comes up with it. Armani on the dribble. Nice look to Grace Nelson, but got her a little bit too far ahead. Grace throws it back behind her, and Abby Endhoff puts the shot up and in from 15.
Yeah, how she got that shot. So Abby, or that pass to Abby Endhoff, that was amazing.
Because Grace was falling out of bounds, basically. And
just rolled it behind her.
Now Armani Rivas comes up with a steal, gets knocked out of bounds, but they're going to just say she stepped out. And it was, again, Rios rammed into her, knocked her out of bounds, and they don't call it.
Second steal of the game for Armani.
2:10 to play. This is Faber at the free throw line inside to Fearday and missed that one too. Missed the easy one. Willenborg with a rebound. Missed it. Fearday went over the back of Armani Rivas with the rebound, but missed again and now gets fouled. Now she's going to go to the free throw line. Yeah, again, I don't know why she's still in there other than he's trying to get her points. I don't know.
They have plenty of players, it looks like, that she doesn't have to be in there.
Yeah, but Riley Guy, also one of the leading scorers in the tournament. She's just got her six, and she hadn't been in for a long time. And, ooh, nearly airballed that free throw after going 4-for-4 in the third quarter from the line. Missed that one.
I had her 4-for-5 in the third quarter.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Did
she have an attempt at a three-point play?
I think so.
Oh, you missed. Know what? Maybe that's the one basket she had. She missed that one, though, too. And Armani Rivas with the rebound. Quickly back the other way. Left side, Abby Intoff on the wing. She'll fire the three. Nope, they said it was a long two. She stepped on the line, and that's 2-in-a-row for Abby Intoff. She's got 4 points. And make it 57-19 with just over a minute to play. On the dribble, this Faber misses shot. Willenborg gets a rebound. She's got it on the right wing with 55 seconds to play.
Coach Massey would have loved to have some of these points yesterday.
Absolutely.
Couldn't buy a bucket. This game, they're hitting everything.
Riosen gets tied up. Now we're going to call a jump ball. Abby Endoff grabbed it and pulled it away, and he blows the whistle this time. And that was one of the least of a tie-up that we've had.
Well, she literally reached and grabbed it, pulled it away.
And it comes to Fearday, missed the shot, but they're going to call the foul on Megan Roan. That'll be Megan's second. And we're going to end this game at the free throw line with Fearday at the line. Streaks up 57-19, and the clock running. First shot is up. Made that one.
And they've reached 20 points.
And Streaks won't even need to inbound. Second shot is up and made that one as well. And that is the ball game, 2-1, and that's it. Galesburg Silver Streaks get back on the winning side. Streaks win it 57-21. We'll come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Post-game stats, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and more. Streaks win at 57-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO and WGIO.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start
you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New START program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook, State Farm, informing you that auto accidents have the highest risk of legal action. Call today to see if you're properly insured. High of 42 today, slight chance of rain overnight tonight with a low of 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, high of 56. More chances for rain tomorrow night on through Sunday. Overnight low tomorrow night of 48. Sunday, with that rain, a high of 57. And a chance of snow Sunday night. Currently, it's 32 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Mattoon High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs 57-21 was the final score. Streaks get the win. They'll turn around. They'll play at 5:30 this evening. And we'll have a 5:10 pregame for you here on W. Well, we're not totally sure because we don't know what the boys, when their second game is going to be later today. It depends on what they do in their game that's coming up. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, a good win for you here this morning. You came out right off the bat, just really took them out of it about starting midway through that first quarter. Well, and I was commenting early on, it seemed like at some point toward the end of the first quarter, it was only, what, I think 14-7 at that point. But we'd had the ball. It seemed like the time of possession was crazy in our favor. We just hadn't scored a lot of points at that point. So you knew at some point you felt like you're going to maybe break it open, and that happened.
Yeah, and then we I thought in the second quarter, I'm not sure which wave of kids it went in, but we hit like two or three threes, and it really opened it up.
Yeah, Lily hit a couple, and then Lauren hit one in that run. And that was nice to see also the basket open up for you a little bit. But the other thing that helped it, you know, you talked about some transition and getting some steals, and you got a lot of layups out of it too.
Yeah, we did. It was and ran pretty good offense there and got stuff. Yeah, and it was good to get a lot of other kids to play, but it was also good that got some kids in, and really where the game was, you know, you might say, well, it's a 15-point game when some of them went in, but it was nice of early we got Grace in and had her play some backup point guard for us, and then, you know, as you mentioned before, Lily did, then I thought cadence in the third quarter was dominant as far as getting stuff off, and so it was nice getting a group of kids in that are going to need to be able to play for us different times, you know, like Lily and Cadence and Grace that way. And then we had another wave of players that got to play most of the second half who normally don't get in games, and they work hard in practice, so it's nice for them to have that opportunity.
Well, and the thing is, all of them that got in actually played pretty well too. On top of it, they did what they've been practicing, and extended the lead even more.
Right. Yeah. That Coach Barshinger said that in the fourth quarter. It was interesting. Said our group that played the fourth quarter, I think we outscored them like by six maybe or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. So a good win. And you mentioned the girls coming in, different ones that played point. That was not an easy task today because they had a little Rios girl in there bumping and pushing and shoving and running into them. So you had to protect the ball, number one. She was also very quick.
Yes, she was. And it was, you know, I thought Riley did a nice job. There were some times where Riley just burned her with the pressure and just took the ball the length of the floor.
Coach, a really good victory. So now you'll turn around and play again at 5:30. You'll have, what, Vandalia, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
we'll
Vandalia coming up at 5:30. We'll enjoy this one. I know you guys will get a little rest, get a little food, and we'll see you back here later.
Okay. Thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it by a final of 57-21. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down some post-game stats. Streaks win at 57-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yim & Gelsberg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yim, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yim Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks went at 57-21. They outscored St. Anthony in that fourth quarter, 8-2. By the way, thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Drive a very nice Nissan Maxima out of the rental fleet here this week. But, man, they got some great, great deals going on right now. The Galesburg Nissan year-end sales event going on right now. Hey, end of the year, you not only are you going to find great savings, but it's going to save you more anyway because January 1st, there's that little Illinois vehicle sales tax increase. There's the trade-in tax as well that could affect you on your trade. So get in there and talk to them and get it done. They want to get it done. They've got, we're talking almost 200 vehicles in stock, and they've got truckloads more on the way. So they are ready to deal and make you a great deal. And it's not only on the pre-owns, it's not only on the new 2019s they're trying to get rid of. There's also some great deals on some of the new 2020s, including the Nissan Murano. You can save over $6,000 plus get 0% financing. 2020 Nissan Rogue, save $3,000 plus 0% for 5 years. So that's right. You get both of those. You get the cash savings and the great financing. And, of course, every vehicle on the lot that's a 2014 or newer comes with the exclusive no gimmicks lifetime powertrain warranty. So, again, they're ready to deal. Get in there and see the guys there at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Their year-end sales event going on now. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. The Streaks went at 57-21. Streaks were led in scoring by Lauren Livingston with 13 points. 11 of those came in the first half. Of course, she barely played in the second half and took a shot to the ribs, but still, even while she was walking out, just saw the team walking out of the gym. She's still holding ice on her neck, which that's probably going to get worse before it gets better. If it's sore now, probably going to be a little bit worse later today and tomorrow. We hope that's not the case. But anyway, 13 points, 4 twos, a three, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line for Lauren. 10 points for Cadence Leidick off the bench on five baskets, and at least a couple of those off of steal she made and was able to run it down and lay it up and in. 6 points for Riley Jenkins, 2 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 6 points for Audrey Peck on 3 baskets. 6 points for Lily Hudgens on a couple of three-pointers. 4 points for Abby Endoff on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Abby Lingenfelter on a couple of baskets. 2 points for Armani Rivas on a basket. 2 for Grace Nelson on a basket. 2 for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket. Streaks with the 3 three-pointers in the game. They were 4 for 5 from the free throw line. St. Anthony, only 3 players scored, 12 for Lucy Fearday. Their coach just wanted her to keep shooting. She had just 3 baskets, though, 6 for 11 from the free throw line. 6 points for Riley Guy on a couple of three-pointers. 3 points for Izzy Hackman on a three-pointer. They only had, 3 2-point baskets, and all those all belonged to Fearday. They had 3 three-pointers, 6 for 15 from the free throw line for St. Anthony.
19 turnovers for St. Anthony, 15 for the Streaks, 34 rebounds for St. Anthony, only 30 for the Streaks. A lot of those coming there at the end. They got 20 rebounds there in the second half, and when there wasn't much of anything being called at the end, they were kind of pushing and shoving to get rebounds. 20 offensive rebounds, still an issue for the Streaks. Yeah. They have got to knock that number way down against teams and limit teams to one and dones. 5 offensive rebounds for the Streaks. We haven't seen St. Anthony, obviously, this year, so we don't know how good of a team, shooting team they are. Today, this morning, they were atrocious. They were 6 of 48 from the field.
Wow.
3 of 12 from downtown, 3 of 36 from inside the arc. Just to contrast that, Streaks also took 36 shots from inside the arc. They hit 22 of them.
Wow.
And they were 3 of 5 from downtown, so the Streaks really limited their three-point shooting compared to what we've seen in games past. So Streaks end the day 25 of 41 from the field, 3 of 5 from downtown. Now, the stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Megan Rohn, 2 rebounds. Audrey Peck had 7 rebounds and a block. Lauren Livingston had 5 rebounds and 3 steals. Abby Endoff had a rebound, an assist, and a steal. Kaden Slidick had 3 assists and 3 steals. Arlita Brown had 2 rebounds. Chelsea Stevenson had a rebound and 2 steals. Grace Nelson, 5 rebounds and 6 assists. So she did a nice job distributing the ball when she was in there. 1 rebound, 2 steals for Armani Rivas. 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 1 steal for Lily Hudgens. And Riley Jenkins, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals and 3 blocks.
So good good stat sheet for the Streaks, man. 25 for 41. You would take that in any game. You're going to win a whole lot of games hitting that kind of percentage.
Yeah, no, you are, and that's the realistically, that's the biggest difference between this game and the two yesterday. The Streaks couldn't hit shots yesterday, and today they hit them. So, you know, that's the distinct difference, and you got to score more points than the other team to
Absolutely.
Win. Absolutely. So.
Streaks win it here this morning, 57-21, the final score. By the way, the boys, they do know when they'll play tonight. It'll be at 8:10 for the pregame tonight, 8:30 tip. So we are good. We'll have our game at 5:10 pregame, 5:30 tip here on WGIL for the second girls game. One order of business to take care of here this morning, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yem & Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yem, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the St. Anthony Bulldogs 57-21. Of course, we had a continuous clock in that fourth quarter. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, Mattoon High School. Streaks get the win. They pick up their 10th win of the season. They're now 10-6 on the year. Time right now to Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, man, there's so many different ways we can go. I mean, you talk about some of the young ladies that came off the bench. I mean, Cadence Leidick with 10 points. And how many steals did she have?
She had 3.
3 steals. Yep. And I know she got layups off of 2 of those. And then the other, she made a nice pass off that one, and just did a great job as she always does defensively, and added some offense to it today. I mean, we had Lily Hudgens come off the bench in the midst of that run in the second quarter. She hit a couple of three pointers. Grace Nelson comes in, plays a really good game. She just had the one basket, but what, 5 rebounds, 6 assists when she was in there? something like that.
Grace had five rebounds, six assists.
So again, great job by her, and you know, pretty much everybody came in did their jobs. But really, the point of the ball game, where you know we talked about the fact that man, we had a lot of offensive possessions. We seemed to have the ball a lot, but didn't have that big of a lead. And then it happened later in that first quarter and all the way through the second quarter, and one young lady really sparked it, and she just was feeling it at that point.
Yeah, we're going to go with Lauren Livingston. The junior finishes with 13 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. She's our Dave's Auto Body Player of the Game. She had a phenomenal first half, really. She shot the ball well. She was 4 or 5 from the field, including 1 of 1 from distance, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. So she was taking care of business, and that's exactly what the Streaks needed in that stretch, was somebody to get the offense rolling, and she did. And yes, the Streaks ultimately finished that half on a 26-3 run starting midway through the first quarter, but a lot of that offensive firepower came from Lauren.
Yeah, because she had 11 points in the first half, and
right,
hit a three-pointer during that stretch as well, and then took that shot to the ribs. And had to go out for a little bit. Was able to come back in and play some, but didn't, you know, the starters hardly played in the second half anyway. But so Lauren Livingston, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that'll wrap it up for the time being. We'll be back again at right about 5:10 for the pregame. That'll be, let's see, I guess we'll be again, it'll be the second game of the second session today, right?
Yes.
Should be, yeah. So
yes,
we should be pretty close to being on time. 5:10 and a 5:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL, and we'll be playing the Vandalia Vandals. And again, it's going to be similar to this game in that Vandalia has struggled. They have not won a game in this tournament, and it might even be a tougher matchup for them than it was for St. Anthony.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they come out. We've seen that Vandalia team play gritty games in the past, and realistically, if the Streaks go ice cold like they did yesterday, anything could happen. But hopefully they found their shot now, and that'll carry them through these last two games of the tournament.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens in this next game. This is probably the two best teams in the tournament, to be quite honest with you. But they're playing this will be for the championship of our pool, PB.
I don't know. I watched Mattoon a little bit yesterday. Are they undefeated?
Yeah, they are undefeated also.
They were pretty strong looking yesterday when we watched the little bit I watched of them. And Mallory Ramage, really strong player, and she probably as tall as anybody on this floor, and probably a better ball handler than either of these teams have.
Kind of interesting, because she was the one, their athletic director was talking to us yesterday about the fact that she shoots the ball too much. She needs to pass the ball. That was his opinion, but anyway, and he said, and I don't know if he was just talking about in particular their loss they had the other night. I think they had a conference loss. I don't know if he was just talking about that game in particular. But anyway, the two teams the Streaks lost to yesterday, Altamont and Alney, are getting ready to play here in the next game. Well, that's going to wrap it up this time around. The Streaks went at 57-21. We'll be back again a little bit after 5 o'clock for game two today. And the Galesburg High boys in between, they're coming up in just a bit at, what is it, 11? What are we, 11? What day am I on here?
Good morning,
let's see.
Yeah,
it is Friday. Thank you. It's an 11:40 pregame and a noon tip-off between the boys and the host Taylorville over at Taylorville. Brad and Steve will have that for you. Thanks to our studio engineers this morning, Brian Prescott and Will Stevenson. For Eric Gibson, Tom Eredith saying good morning from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.